Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I'm Sorry About Last Night podcast. I'm Tom. Protected. This is a social podcast network. It is Saturday, the weekend of Labor Day holiday, and it is spectacular outside. The change. Feel it. Woke up this morning. Air was cool. We've had some serious storms come through this area. I mean, we had, you know, we had the hurricanes that went up through Texas, obviously. I think it was Laura. She skip-scattered her way up this way, brought in a bunch of storms. And then it seems like since that happened, like every night we've had some sort of, not every night, but I feel like a trend sort of. And the last two nights, not as much last night. In fact, no lightning last night. But the two nights before, my God, it was like a strobe light was going off. It was crazy. But today, it's better. Pushed all the humidity out. It's nice and cool, refreshing. Opened up the sliding glass door this morning. Was hit with a cool wave of air. Left it open. You know that day where, I don't know where, you know, we all live in different places clearly, but if you live in the East Coast or it's really humid down in the South, I don't even know if the change even happens down south, but where I'm at, about this time of year, the humidity starts falling away again. It starts becoming a little normal. And then all of a sudden you start leaving the door open again, sliding glass door, and the windows cracked open and get a little air. I'm just trying to think what's going on. So it is Saturday. So one of the major things going on in my world right now, is a couple things. Let me see. So the first thing is I'm raising a 15-year-old boy, right? And he's a great kid. That's what we all say, right? Great kid. But he's really a great kid. And the other thing that we're doing is we're getting ready to start going back to school. And the school thing, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I'm like, you know, these kids need to be back in school, to hell back. But my son, who was going to do, he's in high school, and he was going to do the 2 days at school and then the rest of the days at home. And I was like, dude, I've been praying for this. You know, this was my prayer, 2 days of school, and now it's coming true for you. You should be, like, excited that it's only 2 days. But he doesn't want to go back. And he's starting to give me the building a case. And, I don't know. Maybe I'll let him stay home. But the other thing is trying to stay out of his life. But at the same time, stay in his life. And he's been working all summer. And he's decided that he doesn't want to work anymore. And I'm like, that's bullshit. You should be working. And he's like, it's the summer's ending. I want to go back to, you know, I got to go back to school. I want some time. And we didn't get an argument over it. But we were definitely kind of not happy to be around each other for a little bit there last night. And I told him, I go, listen, man, I think you're right. I was wrong.
Found.
know, that's it, you know. And that's kind of what I'm going through right now is that, you know, he's got wires that vibrate and he gives forth sound. He's got ideas. He's becoming an individual. He's becoming a young adult. This is all the work that I've been working on with him as a, from the day he was born to this point, is to have a kid that has an opinion, that has a voice, that has some role. And he does, and I love it. The downside is that sometimes I'm wrong. How can I handle that when I'm wrong, right? And it's really interesting because sometimes I really have to just not say anything. You know, it's not like I'm dealing with another 50-year-old adult. You know, I'm dealing with a 15-year-old kid trying to figure out what it's like to be an adult and have a voice and have an opinion and have play a role. And, you know, where do I push and pull? You know, where do I give and take? Where's the give and take? And he was like, I want to quit this job. And I was like, yeah, you don't want to quit. I mean, why doesn't he want to quit? He's 15, you know. He's working, and he worked for the summer. I guess my personal opinion, which I need to keep that out of it, is that I thought he should have a job. And especially if he's only going to be going to school 2 days a week. You need to be working, right? Bullshit. No being a kid. You need to work. But he doesn't. He doesn't need to work. You know, when this all started, when summer started, you know, the kids were, I mean, when back in March when they shut down school and shut down work, I mean, my kids were laying in bed literally all damn day. They'd get up and eat in bed. They wouldn't eat in bed, but you know what I'm saying. It felt like it. And it was driving me crazy. Then summer started and, you know, we started getting out and doing a few things and trying to have a little bit of a life. And then David got a job. And it's been keeping him busy. And it's been great. And during this summer, you know, which is the, you know, hence the great part of having a summer job is that, you know, he could ride his bike to work. You know, if it was early, I could give him a ride. He could ride his bike home or he could ride his bike to work and I could come pick him up after work. I would, you know, I'd try to help him out. But, you know, he was doing it. Taking care of business. And I thought, you know, this is working out fine. Well, the reality is, Tom, you fool, seasons are changing. Cool breeze this morning. All of a sudden, and we've had a lot of rain. We didn't have any rain all summer, really. And all of a sudden, now we're getting rain. Now we're getting weather. How is he going to? He can't ride his bike in the all year. You know, it's winter, fall. And I'm not going to be available. I'm working like a dog. So all of a sudden, now we're going to have a challenge. And I was thinking about this. And what he said to his boss was, after this next day, or after this weekend, he's done. He doesn't want to work anymore. He'll take minimal hours on the weekend. But he wants to be a kid, he said. He basically wrote, I want to get back to being a kid. I want to have some summer before school starts. And having said all that, and I thought about it, and I told him when I got, because we, you know, we were at dinner, and we kind of got into heavy conversation, very stressed, a little annoying on both sides. And after dinner, because we had my dad over for dinner, and after dinner, we kind of went our separate ways. You know, we don't fight a lot. We don't have big blowouts. David was in the living room on the computer, and my wife and I were sitting in the den watching TV, and you know it was a standoff. And then I went over to Wawa to get something, and came home, and I was thinking about it. And I go, you know, he's right, I'm wrong. I need to lighten up. And I came in, I said, listen, I want to tell you something. I said, I think you were right. He goes, classic. Common. And I said, I've been thinking about this and I think you're right. And I was wrong. And I just want to tell you that, you know, I want to tell you that. And that, you know, we are proud, very proud of you, man. You've done a great job with your, done a great time with your job. You've had a great time with your job. And, you know, but you are 15 and you should be a kid and enjoy your summer. And I said, I agree. I mean, what is it when you're, when we were kids, what did your parents say? Never quit a job. You know, you, if you want to leave your job, find another job. And then once you find another job, then you can leave your old job. But you can't just leave a job without a job. And I'm like, you know, Dave, you can't quit. But reality is that he can't really work either because he's going to be going to school and I can't be responsible to get him there. I mean, I could sometimes maybe, but, you know, I got to be able to work. I got to get home. I'm done. I work till 3:00 and that's like right in the middle of my day. And if it's like cold and rainy, he's not going to be able to ride his bike. And it's just the kid thought it through better than I did. And plus, I think he's just overworking, right? He's just over it. And to his credit, he worked. This was the summer of no foreign exchange kids coming down. So there was not, you know, that's a big surplus of kids that they used to, you know, fill jobs here at the beach. Those kids weren't able to come due to the pandemic. So these kids, these local kids that worked, wanted to work, got to work, and they worked a lot. Probably more than it was legally allowed. But listen, we're fine. We're not complaining. But it was this was his summer, and he had a great time. And I need to remember that. And when I'm wrong, I need to remember that, and I need to recognize, and I need to put it out there. Listen, I was wrong. You were right. And I told him after, you know, we hugged, and because his issue was, he said that I told, what I was thinking is that he had previously said yesterday or 2 days ago, I want to quit. I don't want to get up at 7 in the morning anymore. And I'm like, you can't quit, David. So then I was like, instead of quitting, he basically said, I'm not working. I'll take the minimal amount of hours on the weekend, but I'm done working. And I was like, well, you basically quit. So my feeling was, if you're going to quit, then quit. And just tell me to shut the fuck up, but I'm quitting. Don't make a whole new scenario that basically does the same thing without, you know, being man enough to say I quit or I'm not going to work anymore. Really what I need to do is stay out of it. It's amazing how capable these people are if I just stay out of it. And that's what I did. Well, I kind of stayed out of it, but we worked it out and it just, you know, listen, I'm not, that's why I do this podcast, because I'm not perfect. I'm far from perfect. I struggle. But I have to pick and choose how much agony and distress I feel like being in. And I could have fought with my kid for the next few days about this. But I didn't really want to do that. I never want to fight. I never want to fight with people, and especially not my kid. You know, I love this song that I think it's Overture. It's 2112, Rush 2112. It's, you know, there's this, first of all, the song 2112, people go, what is that? Is that some sort of alien code? No, the song on a record is actually 21 minutes and 12 seconds long. So it's 2112. That's where the name of the song came from, because the length of it, 2112, 21 minutes, 12 seconds. But the song to me is about this. I don't know if this happens as we get older, but I feel like we're in the middle of an alien experiment. I feel like aliens came down here, created us, and then said, we'll be back and see what happens, and are watching us. Now, I'm sure this isn't true. It's just my fun thought. But I feel like that's what's going on. And this song, Overture, I think it's Overture, but it's one of a big part of a bunch of songs, but it talks about this, you know, this civilization that was started, that came back, and it was all destroyed, and I'm not exactly sure, but it just gives me that feeling like the aliens are coming back to see how it turned out. It didn't turn out well, and they find a guitar. It's got wires that vibrate and make music. Such a fucking awesome song. And I love it. I love this band, 20, and this album, 2112. And, you know, this was like, this was the beginning of my really the beginning stages of the experimenting with drugs and alcohol, because this was when my buddy Danny showed up. And his father was my dad's boss, and he passed away 2 days ago, Colonel Moore. Godspeed, Colonel Moore. Loved you. You're a super cool man. Fought in the war. And, you know, I grew up in the military. My dad was military. Colonel Moore was military. His son, Danny, was my, you know, my, I say, if you ask me, best friend. To him, I was probably just this annoying little kid that hung out with him. But to me, he was my best friend. He's my best friend. And, but he would be the one. Let's try some pills. Let's try some alcohol. Let's try grabbing the babysitter's boobies. He was an inappropriate guy, but he was a young kid. I mean, he was, you know, the blind leading the blind. You know, we focus and spend all of our time keeping all the bad people away. Stay away, bad homeless man or, you know, registered sex offender down the street. Stay away. But the worst person that I ever met was Danny. And I don't mean like he was a bad guy, because he was a great guy. But he just happened to be the form or shape or the character that would unlock that desire to drink and smoke and do drugs. You know, I've always said I've never decided to just, I want to start drinking because I'm thirsty. It's always because of what somebody else was doing. You know, whether it was Andrea across the street or Danny or my friends Jeff and Mace, it was always me wanting to fit in, be a part of, being accepted. And it would be something like that. You know, let's try, hey kid, you want to try this? I'm like, yeah, this guy's awesome. Heck yeah, I try it. Same thing with kind of with meth. It was never, I didn't have an original thought. I copied everybody. I was inspired easily by other people. And Danny was one of them. And Danny would bring over, Danny would introduce me to my, so when I was, you know, I liked the band Styx, and I liked Aerosmith, and Danny liked Kiss and Rush. And we used to say, you know, Alex Lifeson and I forget the guitars for Styx, Tommy Shaw. I said, Tommy Shaw was better. And he'd be like, Alex Lifeson's better. And, you know, the drummer for Styx is better. No, the drummer for Rush is better. And then finally I joined the camp of Rush, because Danny would come over to my house and he would bring over the album 2112. And it was a double album. And we used to have this pocket door that led into the kitchen of our house. And Danny was like holding the corner of the album and sliding it into the pocket into the wall that held the door. And he was doing this one day, and one day he let go of it, and the album cover slid into the pocket door. So the door, like we opened the door and then tried to shut it. No, we, you know, brought the door out of the wall and then tried to close it, and the album got crunched in there. So the door would never shut all the way, because Rush's 2112 album cover was shoved accidentally inside this pocket door. So not only was this album, you know, I would listen to this album, but every day that door stuck out and I would be affected by this album in many different ways. And I was lucky enough to see the band Rush. I saw them Exit Stage Left, I think. Today's Tom Sawyer. I mean, what a great... great band. And but this would be the beginning, and Danny was the guy, and this was part of that music. And it's just a great reminder of my youth and where it went wrong. Yeah, I had to split that up a bit. I had to go cut somebody's hair. Lost my train of thought, sort of. The point was is that, you know, relationships, communication, honesty, humility, I think the biggest part of this whole, really this whole story for me was really, you know, about making an amends. Sometimes you have to, I have to trust my son, and, you know, I mean, really, he's got it, he's got it a little more together than I do. You know, at 52, I struggle with, you know, it's funny, Tiffany and I did a podcast where we talk about, you know, Alzheimer's and dementia. I think at this age, we all worry about our, you know, what's going on, because I'm very forgetful, but I don't seem to forget that I'm forgetful. Like, I'm constantly thinking about being forgetful. Like, I haven't forgotten that, right? So I just think it's, you know, getting older and you know, protecting the amount of data space available in our brain. I think that's kind of what it is. Listen, I hope everyone's having a great day. I did this podcast yesterday, and I did it like 5 times, and I had to, it just never really worked out. So I thought I would give it another shot today, and here we are, and I don't know. I want to look at this daily reflections for the 5th of September. Where is it? Come on, people. Don't be like that. Give it to me. Give it to me. Do we not have Wi-Fi? What's going on, people? People. Let's use the... let's try this one. Back, try it again. This is the kind of day I'm having right here. Spare with me. Hair with me. Search daily reflection. Okay, that part came up. Now give me this part. Interesting. Well, daily reflections is broken. Great. Thank you. See, this is the kind of shit that makes me want to turn this fucking podcast off. All right, listen. Have a great day. I'm just going to wrap it up with some music, finish this out. Have a great day. Sometimes you struggle. Just got to push through it, right? Some harmonics. Tuning in the middle of a song. What is this strange thing? It's got a new gift of song. It's got a wild and so the aliens have come back. They're not happy. I think if aliens showed back up today, they'd be annoyed. What have you done?
What can this strange device be? When I touch it, it gives forth a sound. It's got wires that vibrate and give music.
Is it that simple? Maybe we need to all turn to music for the piece.
Seems like a song.
podcasting. Have a great weekend, everybody. Happy Labor Day.